The formula shortage has snowballed into a major political controversy. It started last September when FDA staff began honing in on an Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, while tracking several bacterial infections in infants who had consumed formula from the facility. The factory is the largest of its kind in the U.S. and produces both popular baby formulas and specialty formulas for people with rare medical conditions. Even though the FDA received a whistleblower report about safety violations in the plant in October, it didn't begin its inspection until January 31st. The plant was shut down on February 17th, and the resulting shortage has had dire consequences for both infants and adults with medical conditions. Sarah Chamberlain's 8-year-old daughter relies on a specialty formula to prevent brain damage.
The message from our community, in short, is this: we are not okay. Chairwoman DeLauro has said that, quote, parents should not have to choose between the supply of product and food safety. That is unconscionable. I could not agree more. But in mid-March, the FDA said that patients considering using Abbott metabolic products manufactured at Sturgis between January and March should, quote, consult with their healthcare provider in considering whether the benefit of consuming such product outweighs the potential risk of bacterial infection. The consequences of inadequate medical nutrition are so grave that we really have no choice.
The Michigan Abbott plant was responsible for 1/6 of the country's baby formula production, so its closure has led to major supply issues. Baby formula is one of the few U.S. products essentially unaffected by globalization, with 98% of the supply manufactured domestically. According to industry figures, four companies account for roughly 90% of the market: Abbott, Reckitt, Nestle, and Perrigo. That consolidation mirrors similar trends across the food industry. But infant formula wasn't part of a Biden administration initiative last year, spotlighting dangerously concentrated industries. And because the U.S. FDA has some of the strictest formula guidelines worldwide, only the biggest manufacturers have plants and procedures that comply with federal rules. Connecticut Representative Rosa DeLauro will introduce the Keep Infant Formula Safe and on the Shelves Act later this week,
which addresses the root cause of the crisis, including product safety and supply infrastructure. And I'm moving to deal with the issue of consolidation in the industry, which has only allowed for four major suppliers. Thereby, if one is gone, we have this shortage that's been created.
The Federal Trade Commission announced Tuesday that it has launched an inquiry into the formula shortage, seeking information on what led to the concentration in the baby formula market and the weak supply chains. FDA head Robert Cardiff acknowledged that the FDA's response was too slow, and he said there were decisions that were suboptimal along the way. The FDA did not even contact the U.S. Department of Agriculture about the plant shutdown until February 11th, just days before Abbott's recall. FDA Chief Cardiff got a consent decree signed with Abbott Nutrition last Monday
that will allow the Sturgis plant to get back in production mode. I met with the Abbott CEO yesterday, and he assured me they will be ready to go in early June. We continue to work with current U.S.-based manufacturers to increase their production and distribution from FDA-inspected facilities, both domestically and abroad. I commend them for their efforts in this regard, and we have seen substantial increases.
Responding to political pressure, the Biden administration has begun airlifting shipments of formula from Europe. In a related move, the FDA said it would allow the importation of 2 million cans of Kendall NutriCare formula from the UK to boost supplies. They are expected to start arriving next month. I'm Samar Vigneault for KPFA News.